We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Laura Scaramella joins us right now, our friend, professor of psychology at UNO, my alma mater. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking the time with us.
No problem.
So when you heard about this, this scandal, $500,000 to get into USC, and it puzzled me because I didn't really understand what who was trying to accomplish here. Now, on behalf of the guy that put the scheme together, I think it was brilliant, and he's going to be brilliant all the way to federal prison. But did you think that was parents trying to put their dreams in the kids? Or explain all of that to me. What was the first thing you thought as a psychological phenomenon from a distance, not knowing the people involved?
Yeah, well, so here's something you've got to realize. It's not one of the things that has happened right now is that kids are graduating high school with tons of AP credits. They have tons of extracurricular. They are phenomenal students. And so the odds of getting into one of these top-ranked schools is very slim because it's so competitive. There's so many people doing exactly the same thing. So for the most part, it's you're lucky if you get in. There's not anything that's really distinguishing one candidate from the other. At some level, it's subjective. And I think parents oftentimes and kids have a hard time realizing that there's a level of chance and luck that happens. So I can understand the parents' point of view wanting to pad the deck in and put luck on their side. But it really isn't something that you have to prepare the kids that they're not good enough. I think instead what you need to do is prepare your kid that you are so good that you can be competitive to try out for these different schools. But the odds are you're not going to get in simply because there may be 10,000 applications for 500 positions. Mm-hmm. You know, the odds are you're not going to get in.
You know, having been through it and been to seminars where they tell you about, you know, taking trips and seeing what school you want to go to, et cetera, it seems to me sometimes what gets lost in all of this is who's going to pay for that. Because if the schools, right? Because if the schools are very difficult to get into, well, it's going to be even harder to get a full ride or have somebody pay your tuition to go there, not to mention housing, et cetera. And it seems like I know kids that have taken, you know, trips all over the country to visit colleges, and then as it turned out, well, they're just going to UNO or LSU to use their TOPS credits. And I don't know, does this start going back to when kids are, and when my kid was younger, this just drove me crazy, where, you know, the moms would get together and say, well, this one's walking before this one, and this one's talking before that one. It would just seem at some point, Laura, that all equals out, doesn't it?
It does. It absolutely does. And I think you've identified something that I think is really important. So you can have an excellent education and an excellent college experience virtually anywhere. And it's where do you want to invest your resources? Because the universities are increasingly reliant on tuition dollars. We don't get a lot of state compensation. So you're not going to get the same ride as you once may have gotten. And so I think taking advantage of the resources that are available to you that are not going to break the bank is so incredibly important. A college degree is critical right now, and so is graduate school. So if you're going to invest money, I would say get an excellent college experience, but don't break the bank doing it. Save your money for higher ed for graduate school. Once you have a good sense of what you want to do and you can specialize. But I agree with you. I think you can get an excellent education at UNO. I think UNO is unfortunately the best kept secret because we are such a great educational institution. I think you can get an excellent education at LSU. Use those top dollars before you go spend all your money going other places.
Sister Camille Ann at Mount Carmel, I got to give her props because that's exactly what she said. Use your TOPS money. get your undergraduate degree. Then if you're going to go into debt for your graduate degree. Don't use all your, go without the TOPS money. Use all of your money to go have an experience at, I'm going to pick a school at random, Wake Forest or Stanford or what have you. Then you wind up an English major. You got God knows how much student debt, right, to pay. And
right.
You got no money for graduate
school. Have to pay back. Right. You do have to pay back those student loans. And so I think getting through college with as little student loan debt as possible really should be the goal. And then save it for graduate school. But anyone, we have every university has great research opportunities. They have great opportunities to learn outside of your major. I think you take advantage of all those opportunities and really shine at your university. It doesn't matter as much where you go. It matters what you do with it. And I think everyone can be successful at any university. They just really need to invest the time into doing that.
And doctor, when it comes to parents that just go viral on Twitter criticizing this one or that one, upset that their kid didn't make the team, is it important? How do you draw the line? Let me put it this way, and I know sometimes parents project their stuff onto their kids, live vicariously through them, but do you just let the kid dream and say as they're growing up that they can be anything, or do you somehow evaluate? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if you got a kid that's 5'4", and he wants to be or she wants to be in the NBA or WNBA, chances are they're not going to make it.
Chances are no one is going to make it.
Yeah, well, it's true,
really,
too.
Those So I think it's important to balance it so that your child has big dreams and manageable goals and then doesn't set all of their expectations in those big dreams. So what are alternatives? My kids are avid soccer players. My daughter would love to change her name to Alex Morgan. She wants to be on the U.S. women's national team. Chances are she is not going to be on the U.S. women's national team. But right now there's no harm in letting her dream about it. And at some point, you start channeling those dreams into reality. So if you don't make the high school team, what about a club team? If you don't make so things that are within their reach. But it's certainly great to have dreams. But I think you want to also let them dream big, but then also let them have realistic things that they can do.
But how would you, and I'm not trying to pry into your life, but how would you do that? If you got a kid that's growing up and saying they want to be a professional golfer and then you got them lessons and they just don't have it, do you let them continue to dream and take lessons knowing that maybe that could help them out a little bit? And at what point do you channel them toward an education saying, and just in case that doesn't work out, et cetera?
Yeah, I think if you have a child who's big into golf and then turns out they're not very good, I think over time that child is going to get frustrated with it and probably want to do other things. The other thing you can do is just introduce them to other activities or encourage them to get involved in other things at school. But if there's something that they really enjoy and they're enjoying doing it, let them have the dreams. I think you can support dreams, but then also talk to them about being realistic about, this is a great dream to have, but don't think it's very hard for this to happen for anyone. So even, and I think it's just really balancing and putting it in perspective for kids. And talking to them about how difficult it is and that there's a lot of luck to it. I think we underestimate how much luck is involved in things and how much, being at the right place at the right time. And so I think it's not, it's never too early to start telling them about there's a bit of luck involved in this. So let's see what we can do, but it may or may not happen.
It seems like the people that get what they want, and I'm not talking about working here. I'm just talking about philosophically. If you're talking about a lot of luck, it depends on a lot of luck. If they wind up doing what it is they wanted to do or accomplish the dream, they think they did it all on their own. But yet, if they don't, then it's rigged, right? The system's fixed, and it can't be both ways.
You're exactly right.
So
you're exactly right.
When it comes to parenting today, the helicopter parenting, et cetera, with You know, I don't know if you've had it or not, but parents have been known to go to college and question their kids' scores. It happens in high school, SAT. SAT, ACT, I don't know. I get them confused, Doctor. It's been a long time, but SAT, right. ACT, right? Yeah.
Right.
It's pressure on the kids, et cetera. How do you draw a line between do your best and, you know what I mean? How, why didn't you do better? Or, okay, I understand you did your best. Just, do parents have unexpected or unrealistic, would be a better word, goals for their kids?
I think oftentimes they do. I think more often than not, parents have actually pretty realistic goals for their kids. What's hard is when they do have those unrealistic expectations, because it puts so much pressure on the child, where they don't need that. There's enough pressure in college. There's enough pressure in life. And I think parents need to remember that they need to support their children and not necessarily add to it. And I think it gets frustrating sometimes, because sometimes parents see that the kids aren't doing what they need to do, and so they dive in to help them. At a certain point, and I think with adolescence through adulthood, parents have to continuously back off and grant their child more and more autonomy. That's a really difficult thing to do, and it's hard to sit back and watch your child not perform to their what you believe they can do. It's hard, but it's also a huge learning opportunity for kids. And if they're going to make mistakes and, say, miss a deadline, it's good to do that while they still have their parents' support, and parents can help support them figuring out what to do next moving forward. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, whatever generation it is after the baby boomers, was it the fact, the way they were raised, the opportunities their parents had after the war, et cetera, but what is it, or has there ever been any research indicate where the whole helicopter parent phenomenon started, and how, because I don't know if back in the day people were concerned with who walked before whom, who read before whom, what preschool to put the kid in. How did all that start? Because it seems to be a somewhat recent development.
It does. And I'm not completely sure, so this is me speculating.
Yeah.
But I think there's some, we started having smaller families, and we started having more, their family started being a bit more affluent. And we also are in better communication with each other. And I think social media is a wonderful thing, and it's also a very difficult thing, because I think one thing that happens with social media is we post all of our positive accomplishments. Look at how great my child is, or look how great my family is. And it doesn't necessarily reflect reality. You never post the fact that I yelled at my child this morning on the way to school because she forgot her lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Or, we post all those positive things. And I think what ends up happening is we think that this is reality and that everybody else has this perfect life and I don't. And so you start projecting this image of perfection. And it increases people's feelings of anxiety. It increases people's feelings of kind of low self-worth.
Inadequacy.
And sometimes, yeah, I think we just need to back off of that and realize that everybody does things in their own way, and that's okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like people used to see, not reality TV, but they'd see a sitcom and they'd think that's the way it was supposed to be in their house, or in a movie, and it was supposed to work out that way, and that's not real life at all. Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your time. Anything we're missing you wanted to add?
No. I think this is a good conversation. I really would encourage not breaking the bank on college, and my parents get upset when I talk like that, because when I went to college, it was a big deal going to a good college, right? Because that really mattered. It matters less now than it did then. And so the experiences parents had in college and the emphasis of going to a quality school, a name school, really isn't as important today as it once was. And that's to a large part because of the increased importance of graduate school.
Thank you, Doc. I appreciate your time, as always.
No problem.
Dr.
Bye-bye.
Laura Scaramella, professor of psychology at UNO. Somebody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.